Enlightenment, the realization that we are divine, that we are one with the universe. We're part of the zero-point field and we're not separate. There is no time, there is no space, there is just the now. Reaching enlightenment or having that shift in consciousness has been described in many religions and throughout the ages. So what exactly happens and how do we get there? Lynn McTaggart, editor of the Living the Field Masterclass, has been doing some research.
There have been so many stories for thousands of years from the Upanishads, the mystical tracts from the Hindu faith, from the Buddhists, from modern gurus like Andrew Cohen or Tony Parsons, his spontaneous experiences, Krishnamurti. Many of them describe a spontaneous experience. They were walking along, minding their own business, and they suddenly had this pow, a sudden realization that the separate I of them vanished and that they were just one with their experience. And the ancients oftentimes felt that this was an arduous journey that was going to require study, sacrifice, exercise, meditation, all those sorts of things to reach. And the interesting thing that we're finding is that, of course, that is the way, but that there are also other ways that science is discovering through an understanding of how our brains work.
So what sort of things can science tell us about enlightenment?
Some of the people at the Maharishi University of Management, those are the people who are with the Transcendental Meditation, have been studying the brain through an EEG laboratory, that is studying brain waves. And he's captured brainwave patterns of people who practice regularly transcendental meditation. And when they've had states of so-called transcendent consciousness, where they are really in a very higher realm, a sort of prelude to enlightenment, he's found that their EEG tracings have greater frontal lobe coherence. That means they're peaking and troughing more at the same time. They're running sort of in a more organized fashion. And there's higher so-called alpha wave power. That means their brain is slowing to an alpha state. The level of brain waves common during meditation and light dreaming. More efficient performance when doing complex cognitive activities. You know, it's like their brains are more efficient. And they've found that with many studies that people in a sort of a cosmic conscious state have these slower brainwave patterns, an average of 8.5 hertz or lower, which is more typical of deep sleep or, as I say, light sleep or meditation, than our normal conscious state, which is more like 15 hertz.
Now, that tells us kind of what's going on when we're in that state. Does it, however, actually help us to get to that state?
By understanding what to do and where we are, we also have the scientific information now to understand what to do and how to achieve an altered state of consciousness. I mean, there are many ways to do it that are more in accordance with the ancient methods, which is meditation, for instance, on the Om word. That's the sort of expression of the supreme being in Eastern religion. And it's a word that is oftentimes sends you into a kind of hypnotic state, or even cultivating just general calmness of mind and using the breath and meditating on the breath so that you're cutting out the chatter of the everyday and trying to just focus within and listening to the silence, or, you know, as we've called it, the buzz of the zero point field. Meditate on a dream experience or a deep sleep or a divine symbol. And this is concepts of higher things to quiet the mind. But if you want a sort of a fast track to it, one of the more interesting ways to get to this sort of cosmic consciousness is a thing called a binaural beat, which was developed by the US-based Monroe Institute. They have found that ordinarily the two sides of the brain process information independently and communicate basically when strictly necessary. But when you're in an altered state, your two sides of your brain work more coherently. We've also discovered that when a pair of human ears hear a sound, each ear hears the sound's frequency at a slightly different phase. Each ear is hearing it slightly at a different point. And basically, the brain distinguishes these phase differences and sort of integrates the two waves. But if you've got two slightly different beats, the brain will take the difference and create a third frequency. And if you can set it at two different beats, this can basically integrate the two sides of the brain. and sort of fast-track you into this kind of cosmic consciousness. And that's what Monroe Institute has done. It's created a series of CDs that send you into this zone very easily. And they've found that binaural beats, and there have been scientific studies of them, can lead to profound alterations in consciousness, depending on the speed of the frequency. So the sound is really, as I say, a way to sort of get there quicker.
That's Lynn McTaggart.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.